Conexa set to invest $100 million in clean energy deployment in Kano. Conexa has signed an agreement with KEDCO and NSIA for the development of renewable energy in Kano. Together with the NSIA, Conexa intends to invest $100 million. Conexa has several ongoing projects in Kaduna State, including the construction of solar power plants with a total capacity of 2.5 megawatts. British solar energy developer Conexa has signed an agreement with Kano State Electricity Distribution Company, KEDCO, and the Nigeria Sovereign Investment Authority, NSIA, to develop renewable energy in the state. Conexa intends to invest $100 million together with the Nigerian Sovereign Investment Authority, NSIA. The company intends to utilize solar energy given the solar potentials in the northern Nigeria. According to KEDCO's Managing Director, Jamil Gwamna, the partnership will allow KEDCO to attract investment to improve the reliability and quality of supply for customers. Conexa intends to help KEDCO to expand its distribution network to 10 megawatts by 2022. Conexa will also provide other services, including the rehabilitation of the distribution network and maximizing revenue from the sale of electricity to consumers under the agreement. In quote, "This is important given the state of the electricity sector in Nigeria, where many DISCOs are struggling financially, even if it is to pay for the electricity supplied to them. So, we believe that Conexa will make a significant contribution to solving the problem of the electricity sector in Nigeria," end of quote. This was said by Pradeep Persani, Conexa's managing director. Conexa is also looking towards replicating its development in KEDCO in other distribution franchise areas. Conexa already has several ongoing projects in Kaduna State, including developing small-scale solar power plants with a total capacity of 2.5 megawatts. Conexa also has plans of acquiring 30 megawatts from a decommissioned hydroelectric power plant. Conexa received a grant from the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, USTDA, in 2020 for these projects.